أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise, the thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him. We seek His help. We beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says,
الَّذِي أَحَلَّنَا دَارَ الْمُقَامَةِ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا نَصَبٌ وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوبٌ
Alladhi, the one who has made Darul Muqamma permissible for us. Ahallana, permissible, halal for us. Min fadli. La yamassuna fiha nasab. Therein we will not be afflicted with troubles.
وَلَا يَمَسُّنَا فِيهَا لُغُوب
Nor will we be made to feel weary, meaning from toil and struggle.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters,
we live in this society that here specifically there's a promise. Some of us are born here and we may take it as hyperbole, a slogan. Some of us migrate here or have migrated here and see it as real. And that is the American dream. Regardless of your opinion about it, part of it is that the success that it promises includes a home of your own, of your wish, of your size, whatever you can afford. The cornerstone of this promise, of this dream, is a home, a house. In Arabic, that word would be dar. Some say bait. Yeah, but this dar indicates a little bit bigger than bait. You may call a one bedroom a bait. You call dar maybe a mansion. That means there's some land to it. It's a little bit heftier, weightier, more appealing. And this is part of what the society holds out. It is such a major factor that it nearly collapsed the whole economy, in that so many people with that promise or trying to obtain that promise go and buy more house than they can afford. And of course, we are where we are today as a result. That only goes to emphasize the very basic human desire to have a place that they can call home. Each of us have a right to desire that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows that. Some of us work all of our lives striving to obtain what we call our dream house or our dream home. Whether it be by the beach or whether it be in a skyscraper, whether it is massive and vast or whether it's humble, still, it's something that we strive for. It's the cornerstone of what we build families upon. And it is a mark of poverty to be known as homeless. Somebody that has no place to rest their head, is at the very bottom of any society, but especially here, because that is what we are working towards. So we try to get a good job. We try to invest. We look forward to paying whatever it is to acquire that specific idea. And though we may not be living in that dream home that we want, we most certainly need to maintain the home that we have. So home is a key component to civilization and society. Now here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing this to our attention. In Surah Al-Fatir, where He mentions that he is the one, الذي, he is the one who has made darul muqama permissible. Darul muqama, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, is in this particular case, for those of us who are not familiar with the Arabic, dar meaning house, muqama from qama yaqumu, muqaman, something that is made to stay, to last. It's established, like we say, aqimu salat, stand. Well, this is made to stand forever. Forever. That there is no time when it will not be. Muqama, endless, eternal, the eternal home, or a home or house of eternity. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning here, saying for those who've obtained it, they're speaking. He is the one, Allah has made this home, this house, halal for us. Now think about that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Think about this. I know personally of experience where someone worked and obtained such grand wealth and invested so much time, energy, effort, design, and built a vast house, beautiful inside and out, and never lived a day in it. Never lived one day in that home. And now, they're in their lasting home in the dunya, and gone on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That home that, no matter who you are, it's very humble. There's no lights there from this dunya. And the only way that someone knows that it's your home is if there's a stone tablet that says that is your final resting place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us here, and this dunya has not lied to any one of us. It is not going to last for any one of us. This is not our home. This is a place of fleeting things. It's transient in nature. With time, as the time changes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to witness changes within ourselves. That we get older and older. And soon we realize that we too are leaving here. So again, this dunya has not lied to us. We are deceiving ourselves if we work only for what is here. We are deceiving ourselves if we, especially as Muslims, do not pay attention to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He lets us know, Kullu man alayha fan. Everything on this, everything that is here, will go. It is fleeting, it is transient, it will not remain. وَيَبْقَى, but what remains, وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, the face of your Lord, ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, the Lord of majesty and honor. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, every soul, every self must taste death.
And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا,
wherever you are, death, the death, al-maut, the death, will seize you. Even if you are in towers fortified. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives, think about this imagery, you're not living in a time when this ayah is revealed for those of the companions where there's a such thing as an elevator, or that there's a such thing as a helicopter, or that there's a way for you to easily mount a tower that is high. You'd have to scale it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, get into a high tower that's fortified. It's hard to get to. Death, He got you. So it lets them know to think, especially for the Muslim, to keep in mind you cannot hide from death. Your address is known to him at all times. As a matter of fact, there's hadith where he visits you every day. Didn't know that, did you? Every day looks in on you. Every day. Al-maut. Al-malakul maut comes to your home every day. Now that should frighten you. It should make us more aware of, yeah, one day he's coming and won't come back because I got to go with him. That one day that he comes to knock, it won't be, give me a second. Time is up for you. And for the Muslim who knows, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to bear this in mind. That what happens is your risk runs out. What does that mean? That means that your cells aren't supposed to get any more oxygen. Cut off. You are not able to feed yourself. How many people die with food in their throat that never reaches their stomach? Nothing in the dunya is halal for you anymore. Nothing. Air, food, water, nothing. So you are surrounded at that time, like a switch has been made, clicked, switched on, or rather switched off in this case. Everything that was maintaining your life has been, it got the word. That's it. Time's up. No more dunya for you. So when death comes, you are already in a state of bewilderment, a swoon, because you've been disconnected. All he's doing is just collecting you. Time to go. So in a way, you feel like it's a mercy. Your state is completely new to you. You are in there, but unable to affect any decision with where you've been all your life. Can't move anything, can't eat anything, can't see anything. Can't talk to anybody to tell them, help, that's it for you. Done. This is tasting of the death. And then he comes to get you. And your address is new and is no longer in the dunya. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us that the home that we should be preparing for is the one that no one denies that we are going. Doesn't matter whether they deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let one person say, oh, I'm never going to die. Doesn't happen. They may be trying to achieve that, freezing their bodies, or looking for some longevity or some other
science to help them live. So live 1,000 years. Live 2,000. However long you live, life is short. Look at Adam alayhi salam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him Yusuf, when he pulled him out of his back, and he saw his beauty, and he said, oh, give him 40 years from my life. Extend his life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, sign. Sign a contract. Brought through angels to witness, because he knew what he created. Because when the angel of death came to get him, he said, I never said that. I got 40 more years. No, you gave it to Yusuf alayhi salam. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. Here's your signature. Now he had lived 960 years. Adam alayhi salam, according to hadith, he had lived 960 years. We can only hope for 80 good productive years in our life. 90, mashallah. Maybe 100. Now, maybe 960 years. And the angel of death. Assalamu alaikum, time to go. Hold on, I got 40 more years. So however long we live, life we feel is good. We want to keep it. We want it to continue. And Allah promises, Darul Muqamah, that it is a place for us that is halal, but we have to work for it.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, that Allah says, on the day when their tongues, their hands, and their legs or feet will bear witness against them as to what they used to do. Bima kanu
ya'malun. What they used to do.
Actions.
Bima kanu ya'malun.
Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
This day we shall seal their mouths, and their hands will speak to us, and their legs will bear witness to what they used to earn. بما كانوا يكسبون.
So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this case is not the case of one who
Darul Muqama is halal for.
Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seal the mouths?
Because they want to lie.
I didn't do that.
Seal his mouth.
Hands?
Yes, he did.
Legs?
Yeah, I took him there.
That's what it's for. See, right now, they are these limbs. They obey you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told them to obey you. But on that day, Allah is warning us. They will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how much you protest.
No. Bima kanu yaksibun. What did you earn? Look at the word. You bought the fire.
And that's what we warn ourselves about, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, taking heed to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. You have earned this. Allah is not wronging us. We wrong ourselves. This is what we've earned. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to be Muslim, to say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, then that means we know and we have to do, because we will face this. And so what are we using our time in this dunya for? To stack up and create wealth to pay a mortgage. And so therefore, when we are reminded about Yahid, you know, giving sadaqah, first thing on your mind, I got bills to pay. Really? Really? Will your mortgage company stand and intercede with you for a lost $1? Will your insurance company and all that money that you pay these people, the car note, ComEd, People's Gas, will those people come and say, you know what, I got him? They won't know you. Because on that day, everybody has to be worried about themselves. They're not going to be worried about you. And nothing that you spent in this dunya for this dunya will help you on that day. So if we work for what's here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah has warned us. Fine, it's not going to remain. If you plant for the dunya, you only reap from the dunya. If you plant for al-akhirah, then you benefit in both. And this is what the Muslim, he is required to ask for. Remember, Allah says, those who want from the dunya, they get from the dunya. Those who want from the akhirah, we give them of the akhirah. So when we ask and we look and we see the kafir, oh, they got buildings and they got cars and they got houses. I want like that. Allah says, if that's what you want, he'll give it to you. They never ask him for the akhirah. They don't believe when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that underneath rivers flow. They don't believe when he says that there is a place that you won't feel worried. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no worry. You're not even feeling stressed at all. You ain't concerned. Think about that. Go to your homes now. And think about, wow, what if I didn't have to pay no bills here? No taxes, no insurance, no mortgage, no light bill, no gas bill, no water bill. I didn't have to worry about maintenance for this place. The roof would never fall off. I wouldn't have to tuck point this house. Mashallah. That's Darul Muqama. Allah, he keeps it for you. It's for you. He maintains it. He is the security of it. Ain't nobody in your house but you and who Allah blesses for you. That's it. You don't have to worry about calling a contractor. You don't have to worry about the plumbing. Nothing. You don't even have to worry about food. Whatever you want, when you want it, it's there. This is Darul Maqama. Is there any place in this dunya at all compared to this? I don't care how much money you have. Somebody gonna cream it. Right. You see Donald Trump the other day, even somebody trying to get some of his money. Now he may have won the case, but still, no matter what you have, somebody's gonna send you a bill. You owe somebody. You're not an island by yourself. You are not self-sufficient, no matter what you have in your bank account. There is a due to keep your situation, your lifestyle in effect. That's not Darul Muqama. That's not Darul Muqama. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you invest here, you've made the payment. So this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, is the subject. How do we pay our rent there? So that when we arrive, we are presented a place that is permissible for us forever. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah alladhi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم he said according to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu everyone meaning the human being was created with 360 joints Whoever affirms the greatness of Allah, praises Allah, affirms His unity, proclaims His holiness, asks for His forgiveness. These respectively, dear Muslim brothers, meaning to say, whoever says, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah. Whoever says these or removes a stone or a thorn or a bone from the road frequented by people, enjoins good, forbids doing evil, all of these acts, if they do them in number 360, such a person becomes immune to the fire. Immune. The fire cannot touch you. You have paid your rent for this body. 360 joints. You do this on a daily basis. Then you've paid your rent. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is the habit of the Muslim. The Muslim, he wants to what? He wants to give respect where the respect is due. He wants to pay what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has required him or has given him and then given him a ni'mah. This, what is it to say, Allahu Akbar, how much did that cost me? How much did that cost me? If I said it 360 times, how long did it take me to do it? Really? How long does it take? Or Alhamdulillah, or Subhanallah, or La ilaha illallah. How long does it take? 360 times. Let one of them not work and see how long you're going to say it. Let one of them there be a pain within it and see how much you ask Allah, oh Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You know? Let somebody threaten to cut it off. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to us freely. It doesn't diminish or harm him or make him look around for something to compensate himself for. He is al-ghani, he's the rich, he doesn't need us. But look at, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, how neglectful we can be. Go all day and miss salat. Go all day and when we come to Salah, we trying to fly through it. Like we paying a bill we don't want to pay. Really? This is not matter, he won't let a blah to me. Like this is something that irks us. Let me get this out the way. Okay, I made my Salah. Really? Drag to the masjid. Had all week to prepare for Friday and we the last one in the door. As if it doesn't have any significance at all. Oh, it's just something I do. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is not good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not good etiquette with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it won't bear good fruit.
I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, that we have the best advice. We have the best advice. Isn't that what everybody is looking for? Think about it. Allah bless you with $100,000. First thing you think, how can I make more? And the next thought you in, who do I know to what? Advise me on how to make more. You get any wealth of anything of value, the first thing you need is advice. And they asked Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu an wa alayhi salam, what advice would the dead give if they were risen? What would be the one thing they would say? And he said, "Inna khayra zad at-taqwa." The best thing to take with you in this place here is taking heed of the advice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At-taqwa, that's what that means. That Allah says, do this, and you say, done. You don't question, or, well, what about, what if, what can, you know, is there, Sami'na wa ata'na, we hear and we obey. This is implementing, that is the nature or the application of taqwa, hearing and putting it into action. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu reported of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he reminded his companions, when you wake in the morning, charity is due from every part of your body. When you wake in the morning, charity, sadaqah, is due from every part of your body. All glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to say subhanallah, is charity. All praise of Allah, or alhamdulillah, to say it is charity. To say la ilaha illallah is charity. To say subhanallah is charity. To enjoin good is charity. To say Allahu Akbar is charity. Forbidding evil is charity. And two rak'ah of salah, this is specifically the rising of the sun, inshallah ta'ala, once it's up, shuruq. Once you make the salat, this is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to. Two rak'ahs. At this time, is equivalent to all of this. So making those two rak'ahs, salatul ishraq, at the time you make the fajr. Now this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, no sunnah replaces a fard. No nawafil, no extra prayer replaces a obligatory prayer. This means you're doing all your obligatory prayers on time. That means that you're offering them as you should. You've got the basics down. You know, think of it, some of us who have experience in financial matters, you know, the regular is paid. You know, what the note is paid. Now, if you want to add to the principal, that's what the nawafil is. You know, you want to pay extra, you know, that's what you have to do. You have to make sure your basics is covered. Your normal minimum balance is paid. So the five daily prayers is your minimum daily payment balance that's due. It can't be skipped. It can't be made up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can offer it, but it's no guarantee it's going to be accepted. It has to be made. So what I'm saying is that we do the extra to get extra. We do the extra to get the extra. So inshallah ta'ala, if you want to pay, bi'inna la ta'ala, your due for the day, make it
Ishraq, well, you should have made Fajr on time. It shouldn't be trying to combine the two. You know how we are. Well, if I make the Ishraq and those two rak'ahs replace Fajr, no. No, brother. Get up for Fajr. Make the Salah. Inshallah ta'ala. And it is the waiting for this time. This is what the Muslim, they will come to the masjid. They would make the salah on time, and they would wait making dhikr from that time until shuruq al-shams, to the rising of the sun, and the time was right. Then they would offer those two rak'ah, completing, like sealing their day and starting it beautifully, paying their debt for the day, that I've paid for every part of my body today. And remember from the last khutbah that we mentioned, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that one of the descendants, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, great-grandson, was talking with his neighbor who was not Muslim, and he advised him, he said, if you want to ward off the evil of the day, give in charity. You want to ward off the evil of the night, give in charity. So begin your night and begin your day giving in sadaqah. And this, you don't have any money. So man, you know, every day, twice a day, I gotta give in sadaqah. Bismillah wa subhanallah wa alhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wa allahu akbar. Ya sadaqah, ya akhi. How much did that cost you? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, wa la dhikrullahi akbar. The remembrance of Allah, it's greater. I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, as we come to a close, we are in the month of marvels. The month of respect. It's what Rajab, it means. The month of respect. It was respected before Islam, and its respect was, in other words, it's almost like the people before Islam were children. And as your child, he learns to respect you just out of respect, you know, normal understanding as general principle. But when he gets older and he realizes, this is my father, then, so that's when Islam comes, we say, now we really understand why this month is so auspicious and awesome and deserving of respect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased the status by revealing its importance. And thus, this is the month that we are in. We are in its white nights. The nights where the moon is full. This is the last, tonight would be the last night. Third Saturday is the 15th, inshallah ta'ala, of this month, the middle of the month. These days, if Allah bless you to be fasting, may Allah give you the best of rewards for these days. And inshallah ta'ala, if you were unable to fast, then inshallah ta'ala, you should be making much dhikr. At least remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times in some dhikr. And you can complete it with a dua and get the reward of fasting. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is the millah, this is the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His footsteps, where do you think they lead? Jannah. We follow the khutuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go to paradise. Through this dunya into Jannah. That is what the point is. You want to go someplace else? Then why are you following somebody else's footsteps? If this is not our way, if the path that we are following is not the way of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where do you think it's going to lead? You don't even know the footsteps, and you think you're going to catch up? Oh, I got that. Inshallah. Yeah. That's not going to help you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you of the hadith as reported by Abi Faras Rabi'a bin Ka'b al-Aslami from the servants of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I used to pass my nights in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I used to bring him the water for wudu.
One day,
he said, ask me for whatever you desire. Think about that. Take a moment. Think about that you're standing before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, ask me, meaning that whatever you ask me for right now, guaranteed you're going to get it. Whatever it is. Now I know, see, we got too much dunya in our heart. And it's elucidating, it's illuminating what this companion said. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask me, ordered him, whatever you desire, ask.
He said,
one thing. Only your company in paradise.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anything else? Only your company in paradise.
Meaning that I'm with you. I ain't got to worry about nothing else. Just you.
And he said to him, okay, then help me by multiplying your prostration in salah.
In other words, do the basics, but do more. Do more. Increase your prostrations of salah.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters,
how can we earn our own darul muqama, our own house of eternity? We have to make an investment here. We have to give time here.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, whoever recites in
the month of Rajab,
Astaghfirullahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa wahdahu la sharika lah wa atubu ilayh. I ask Allah's forgiveness, the one whom there is no God except Him alone, no partners has He, and I turn to Him in repentance. Whoever says this 100 times and seals it with sadaqah, no matter what, no matter how humble it is, of course, the more the better, but he seals it with sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him mercy and forgiveness. And if he says it 400 times, then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of 100 martyrs, 100 shaheeds. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us in his hadith, whoever says in this month, the month of Rajab,
this month,
we are in the 14th day, tomorrow's the 15th, in this month,
La ilaha illallah, 1,000 times,
Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write for him
100,000 good deeds
and build for him 100 cities in paradise.
It won't take you 10 minutes. Get your dhikr beads, 100 beads, 10 minutes. In this month, you got 16 more days. La ilaha illallah. Not even Muhammad Rasulullah, of course, helps. But just la ilaha illallah 1,000 times. Want to do more? Do more. But for every 1,000, you get 100,000 barakah. We don't know. This is one thing I want to explain, and I know our time is short. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you don't know what one barakah is. You don't know. You know, it might be some foggy idea, vague thing of a blessing. You don't know what that one blessing may be. So you can't take it for granted like, Oh yeah, I know I could get it. Don't do that. First of all, remember the hadith. And was Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, one, subhanallah, one, builds a tree in paradise that it would take a rider 100 years to pass under its shade. You don't know what that one barakah may be. It may be that you won't get a knock at your door that you don't want. You don't know. It may revert a harm that was coming to you. It may save you from a trial or a hardship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew would be a test on you. Just one. And you're talking about 100,000 just for taking the time and sitting and saying, La ilaha illallah, 1,000 times. We, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to reclaim the habits of Islam. These things need to be our habits to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much, to get in a habit of being grateful, thankful, appreciative, mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This needs to be the habit where it radiates from you. Where no one will question when they say, Muslim, you ain't got nothing to worry about from them. They wouldn't even think twice because they see it radiating from you. That I don't know what that person believes, but there is something about them. I just like being around them. They're so pleasant. This is what comes from what? Dhikrullah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this needs to be our habit, because the remembrance of Allah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it pushes away the shayateen. It pushes them out of your mind. It pushes them out of your heart. It pushes them out of your habits. And we cannot expect to gain anything of the akhirah if all of our efforts have been invested here in this dunya, for this dunya. So inshallah ta'ala, my dear respected Muslim brothers and sisters, in this month, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this time that we are, let us not forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conveyed a very great ni'mah upon us, that we will be found in this sacred month in His house, praying to Him and offering our worship. Let us seal it, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with sadaqah. In this month, at this time, on this day, the leader of the days, wallahi al-azim, you don't know the significance of it. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, don't cheat yourself with a home that is fleeting. Invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I remind you that Allah is Al-Adl, the just. And He is Ash-Shakur, the appreciative. How much do you think He will give you for giving to His house? Think about that. Test Him. Try. What do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you in reward? Say, oh Allah, I'm giving this for your face to your house. Whatever amount it is. Think about that, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. If you truly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is just and appreciative, what do you think you will gain? I remind you in closing of the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where a woman, we always think the man, you know, most of the hadith do refer to the Muslim brothers, but a woman. She had returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one had spoke about her passing. And when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to know about it, he took it as a priority. Show me where she's buried. And they took him to her grave. And Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed for her in her grave. And he mentioned to his companions, I see her in Jannah. That she's in the grave. Think. I see her in Jannah. Why? Because she used to remove the trash from the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just by picking up and putting it in its place. She got Jannah for that. So think about if you take the filth out of your wealth and put it with the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where do you think you will be? I remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as I remind myself, we have the best. Let's take the advice. Let us act on it. Let us invest. And let us be in the letter ta'ala. Pray that Allah make us the ones to say, Alladhi, the one who has made Darul Maqama permissible for us. Let us pray, O Allah, make us those who say that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Make us amongst those who are in that home that is eternal, free of any worry, free of any want. O Allah, save us from the chastisement of the grave. O Allah, save us from the punishment of your hellfire. O Allah, bless us to be amongst those whom you look favorably upon in this dunya. Bless us with the good of this dunya and the good of the hereafter, and rescue us from the chastisement of the eternal punishment of the fire. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim. Fil alameen innaka hamidu majid. Ibadullah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wa isani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Wa yanha an al fashai wa munkar wa baghi. Ya'idhukum la'alakum tadhakkarun. Wa aqimu salah. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.